Madam Deputy Chairman, the main question for consideration of this House is whether the increase in the passenger fares and in the fringes that has been proposed by the Railway Minister should have the support of this House or not. I have been listening with some interest to the speeches so far made, and they are all unanimous on one point, namely that there should be no increase, particularly so far as the second class passengers are concerned. What we have to decide at present is that those friends who have emphasized their opposition to this levy have also said that in view of our developing economy, in view of our developing industrialization, in view of the fact that there is a great demand for passenger traffic as well as goods traffic, we have to develop our railway system. We have to see that we increase our lines. We have also to see that we double our lines. We have also to see that the production of the locomotives, wagons and coaches is increased with greater rapidity. Otherwise, we will not be able to meet the demand of the developing economy. It is also agreed that according to the recommendations of the Pay Commission, we all feel that our workers are laborers and entitled of DA, which will be to the tune of rupees 12 crores. There are no two opinion about it. It is also demanded that so far as amenities of the workers are concerned, regardingly their privileges and concessions or the repairs to the stock and concerned, there is very urge need that we should see that our workers do not strain themselves, and engine drivers should not be asked to do work for more than 12 hours. Similarly, others in the railway should also have further concessions so far as leisure, rest and levy are concerned. It is also agreed that it has been emphatically stressed on all hands that the second class passengers are not getting amenities which they should get. The greater portion of the income comes from the second class passengers, and the position is that they are not getting their dues by way of rest and comfort which are necessary for them. I appreciate that efforts is being made that so far as sleeping accommodation and provision of fans to the second class passengers are concerned, something is being done.